Now I would like you to imagine yourself as a small plant . That's right. Imagine yourself as a small plant. A plant which has the appropriate amount of nutrients and water and fertilizer to grow and grow into a larger plant. So imagine yourself now growing. Feel yourself growing. Feel your leaves reaching upward toward the sun, turning greener. Absorbing the powerful rays from the sun. And you are able to change the sun's energy into usable energy so that you can continue to grow. And feel yourself pulling water up now from the soil . And along with the water, you also pull up nutrients. And feel yourself being in a safe place, safe and protected. A place where you can continue to grow. Feel yourself growing now. Reaching upward higher and higher toward the sky. And as you see yourself grow, notice your leaves are very bright green. That's right. And the soil feeds those roots. As you now feel yourself turning into a small tree, and you continue growing and reaching higher and higher, expanding your possibilities. Continuing to absorb nutrients and sunlight. Using the air around you, taking from it what you need. Converting that to usable energy. You absorb the warm, beautiful sunlight. And you become stronger and stronger and more powerful. Feel yourself developing spiritually now. That's right. Feel all this growth taking a spiritual form now. You are reaching forward higher and higher. Becoming more and more abundant. And you are now imagining yourself as a tree. You see that you are able to give back to the environment. You are able to provide shade. shade for the creatures around you, and protection. To expand higher and higher. Becoming a very beautiful tree. That's right. So very, very beautiful. And you realize that you are a very special tree. Because you produce beautiful flowers. Much like the lotus flower. Beautiful flowers for all to enjoy. You are the essence of abundance. You attract wealth to you. That's right. Imagine yourself similar to a fully formed, beautiful tree with flowers. And you attract wealth to you. Wealth of a physical nature and a wealth of happiness in general, a wealth of friends. You are abundant in all ways. You allow these energies to flow through you. And you give back wealth to the universe in the form of your talent, in the form of your abilities. That's right. You are now part of the cycle of giving and receiving. Wealth and happiness flow through you. You are able to easily attract money because money flows through you. You give a portion of that money back to the universe. And you continue the cycle and continue to grow and continue to reach higher and higher, continuing the cycle of giving and receiving. You are very abundant now. And you imagine yourself as a very tall, very powerful tree with extensive roots. So that you are sturdy, firm. You are very strong. That's right. And you will continue to grow in this manner, growing higher and higher. Yet remaining firm. Solid, reaching higher and higher, continuing to grow, continuing to grow, continuing to grow spiritually, financially, emotionally, creatively, and continuing to grow in happiness, you will continue to grow in all of these ways because you are the personification of abundance. So I'd like you now to focus on growing spiritually. And I'd like you to imagine yourself engaging in spiritual activities. Think for a moment about certain activities which you are interested in, whether you have pursued them or not. Just think about spiritual activities which appeal to you. And if you have not already done so, you will follow these thoughts and make them real. You will allow yourself to have spiritual interests. These interests will allow you and cause you to engage in spiritual activities, whether it's yoga, meditation, whatever it may be for you, is fine. It's your way of experiencing yourself spiritually and relating to the world in a spiritual way. Because as you become abundant, you let go of fear, you let go of concern, and you simply reach forward and outward more and more, and you continue to grow. Now I'd like you to imagine yourself growing financially. Imagine what this would look like. See your financial situation now. Just take a good, honest look at where you are financially. Wherever you are is okay, because very soon you're going to be abundant financially. This will happen because you believe in yourself. You believe in giving and receiving. So as you expand your possibilities, you realize that your bank account will increase as well, and you are very open to the idea of receiving money and keeping part of it for yourself. You allow yourself to increase financially. You allow yourself to be abundant financially. And this means letting go of the obstacles of the past. So if there are any obstacles which are just residual effects from the past, I invite you now to let them go. Imagine them just disappearing now. All financial obstacles are imaginary. You created them in your mind. They don't exist. They never did. Either someone told you they existed, or you imagined that they existed. But those obstacles do not exist anywhere except in your mind. So let them go now. Cast them out of your mind, because you have decided, you have made up your mind that you are going to be financially abundant. So over the next few days and weeks and months, you will accumulate more and more and more wealth. And you will hold on to this wealth, giving back a portion of it, but most of it is for you. And it's okay to be wealthy. It is okay to be rich. It is okay to be financially abundant. Because just like the tree, when you are abundant, you then have the ability to give back. You realize that you will also be abundant emotionally. So focus on this now. Imagine yourself being abundant emotionally. This means that if you have sadness, you acknowledge it by saying, "That hurts, but I'm okay." Rather than avoiding emotions, you acknowledge them. This takes the charge out of them. At the same time, you acknowledge the fact that you are okay. At the core of your being, you are rock solid. You always have been. And you know this. So when things happen which upset you emotionally, you always acknowledge them by saying, "That hurts." But you immediately follow it by saying, "But I'm okay." This allows the charge of that emotion to pass through you and away from you, leaving you once again calm and able to deal with any situation, because at your core, at the essence of your being, at the center of who you are, there is something rock solid, which always has been solid and always will be, and that is who you are. So realize that you are going to be abundant emotionally, and that also means that you will be able to experience pure joy in your life, and you will be able to do this simply by following your heart. By going where your heart tells you to go, by listening to your instincts, by listening to that voice inside you, which directs you. That is you talking to yourself, giving yourself advice. You've always known what you like and what you don't like, but now you're going to start paying attention to those things, and you are going to dismiss from your life things you don't like, and you are going to attract to your life things which you do like. This will allow you to experience pure joy on a regular basis as you become more and more abundant emotionally, and you realize that you will also be abundant creatively. You are, at your essence, a creative genius. I want you now to imagine yourself engaging in an activity which is creative, whether it's painting or writing, any kind of creativity. It could be acting, anything at all, anything, any activity in which you are expressing yourself creatively. Imagine yourself engaging in that activity now, being powerfully creative, bringing into this world something from you, something which this world hasn't seen yet, something from deep inside your soul, tapping into your creativity and being abundant creatively allows you to live like this, allows you to live a very creative life, a life in which you are constantly bringing forth into the world wonderful things from deep within yourself, getting in tune with your creativity. Allows you to live more abundantly, and you realize that you will also be abundant in happiness. See yourself now surrounded by friends, people who have your best interests in mind. See yourself very happy with them. Very happy and pleased that you have so many wonderful friends in your life. See yourself attracting happiness to you, happy situations, a happy future, a happy present, happy people. And all of the wonderful people in your life are there because you first believed in yourself and your possibilities for growth, starting from that small plant and allowing yourself to receive what you needed from the environment to become a powerful tree. Giving back to the world. And because you took those first steps and began developing yourself, you now see yourself surrounded by happy people, people who are positive and forward-thinking, and you realize that you will continue to grow in all of these ways, spiritually, financially, emotionally, creatively, and you will continue to grow and increase in happiness. Being happy. And being surrounded by happy people. Because the truth is that you are very abundant. You realize that you have the power within you to change. You are capable of changing, and you embrace the idea of being abundant. So I'd like you to now see yourself 6 months from now, living your life on your terms, having grown spiritually, having sought out spiritual avenues of expression, having grown financially, having drawn to you unlimited wealth. And I would like you to see yourself also being very emotionally stable, very calm, yet very happy, and also being very creative, because you have explored your creative self and you are now engaged in creative pursuits, expressing your creativity in new and exciting and fun ways. And I'd like you to now imagine yourself a year from now, having developed all of these areas even more fully, being extremely abundant, having friends surrounding you with happiness, being spiritually engaged in life, being financially wealthy, being rich, and being okay with that. And being emotionally fine. That's right. You deal with your emotions easily, naturally, and see yourself having brought great works of creativity into the world for all to enjoy. You see yourself being very successful and very abundant, and realize that everything is going to be just fine.